Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, 43 episodes, 43 constituencies, bringing you all the essential information before you vote, the seats, the seat holders, the boundary changes, plus the infighting, the party rivalries, the turf wars. We're going to focus on one of the 43 for the next few minutes. I'm Claire Byrne and I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes, and also with us is Gary Murphy. Hello again to both of you.
Hey Claire, how are you doing?
So we've a really big one next, because with retirements and boundary changes and an MEP seat to fill, it's Dublin Bay North. And this really is a huge list of candidates and a lot of changes happening here too. Barry, will you give us the essentials then, the seats and the seat holders?
Yes, five seats here down for decision, Claire, but only two incumbents standing their ground. Denise Mitchell of Sinn Féin and Keane O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats. The other seats won last time by Fine Gael's Richard Bruton and Fianna Fáil's Sean Haughey, who both retire at this election, and also Labour's Éan O'Riordan, who's obviously gone off to Europe.
OK, so a lot of changes on the way in this constituency, Gary, and changes to the boundaries too.
Yeah, so it might just be a good idea to get an idea of the hinterland here, Claire. So we're talking about part of the north side of Dublin City. We're looking at places like Donnycarney, Cillester, Clontarf, Coolock. They would be, the four main population areas. And then we're moving out towards the coast and Balldoyle, Sutton and Howth. So quite a big constituency geographically, a mix of sort of working class and middle class, I suppose, communities. And I think a real dogfight of a battle ahead.
All right. And then the changes then to the boundaries?
The changes are relatively small. Beaumont around the hospital is gone to Dublin North West, which is a three-seater constituency. So there's been some addition there and subtraction from Bay North. And Balgriffin is in from the old Dublin Fingal constituency. Mm-hmm. So the changes are relatively minor. But as Barry said, the changes in the personnel is, I think, what we're looking at here.
Right, and the dogfight. They're the words we're going to focus on now in a minute. The big issues, though, for you, Gary, in Dublin Bay North, what are they?
Well, I think in a lot of these Dublin constituencies, Claire, the national issues are the local issues. So health is an enormous one, and housing, perhaps even more so. And this constituency has been riven with planning questions and applications being rejected and the like. And I think those two remain significant. Now, these are, as we say, national issues, but I think in this particular constituency, they mirror, they are mirrored on the ground.
Right. OK, well, we'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. Barry, we're going to get into the runners and the riders. But as you know, we have our usual health warning here, because all of this is at the time of recording, because nominations have not closed as we're speaking now. So more names can still be added to the ticket, and Barry, you'll be reappearing later on with any significant news once those nominations are complete. Where do you want to start with this one? Because there's a lot.
Yeah, this is a grand national field, or even the Galway plate, eat your heart out. We have so many contenders, and it's also worth pointing out at the outset, for several of these challengers here, it probably is the last chance saloon for them to get elected to Dáil Éireann, because they've been knocking around politically for quite some time. But to start off, let's start with the poll topper the last time, Sinn Féin's Denise Mitchell. Her first preference vote, 21,344. The third highest in the history of the state, behind George Lee, formerly of Fine Gael, now of this parish, in 2009, and also behind General Richard Mulcahy back a long time ago as well. So a gargantuan vote for her.
Huge.
And the largest in the 2020 general election
yes.
But by some considerable distance.
And she ditched her, Sinn Féin ditched her running mate back then, who was supposed to be Councillor Micheál Muchtunacha. He's back on the ticket this time, but there's talk of perhaps nervousness within Sinn Féin. They may be not fully behind the two candidate strategy. Can they get just Denise Mitchell over the line? They've allocated her 60% of the constituency, and Micheál Muchtunacha apparently 40, and her base is around Darndale and Coolock, where of course we have seen the flare up around those protests as well.
Right, so is that the logic behind the concerns that they mightn't even get her over the line despite the tally the last time?
I think they feel they probably should get her over the line, but they want to give her the best possible opportunity, because Sinn Féin has suffered in areas such as Coolock over that particular issue.
Because in any other circumstance, if you were bringing in a vote like that last time out, you would be your job would be to bring someone in with you, Gary, wouldn't it?
Oh, completely. And if they had ran a second candidate, Micheál McDonagher, local historian and a man with a significant public profile in the constituency, they would certainly, I think, have won two seats. When I mentioned the issues at the beginning, Claire, I should, of course, have mentioned that anti-immigration is certainly a huge issue in the areas around Coolock in particular, Donny Carney and the like. So it goes to a certain nervousness in Sinn Féin that the person who got the largest vote in the history of the state in 2020, they're now considering whether they should have actually added a running mate or not. And if Sinn Féin were really to be looking at forming the next government and leading it by a considerable margin, Dublin Bay North is a place they should be getting two seats in, and we should be discussing their chances of a second seat, not the chances of
very low
holding
key
on.
Nationally,
look, they
I think
might.
As well.
Very
low,
many,
they
might. Many a slip between cup and lip, things will
it,
change.
Yes.
So listen, take us through. We interrupted your flow there now, Barry, because
you're
going through the runners and riders. Off you go again.
Yes, well, I suppose next, this obviously Sean Haughey, Fianna Fáil stronghold. Fianna Fáil have two challengers in this contest, Councillor Deirdre Heaney and Councillor Tom Brabazon. Heaney first ran for election, a general election in 2007. She came very close to unseating Finian McGrath, while also Councillor Tom Brabazon, he's around since 2003. They're at opposite ends of the constituency. Deirdre Heaney, a major vote in Clontarf in the local elections, but she's losing votes in the boundary redraw. Tom Brabazon is over at Donaghmede, where Fianna Fáil, bucking the trend in Dublin, took 2 out of 5 seats in the local elections. Now, rumour of a local opinion poll put Heaney ahead of Brabazon, but other people say Brabazon is quietly effective on the ground. But Fianna Fáil's vote here in the last election, 14%. They might need to do better to get one of their candidates over the line. Mm-hmm. And I do detect a bit of nervousness about some within the local operation there, that their vote might be fatally split if a squeeze from Fine Gael perhaps comes on.
Okay, so
and of course the interesting thing about this constituency is we don't have a Haughey on the ballot for the first time since, I think, 1951, between the constituencies that Charlie Haughey would have represented and Sean since he first ran in 1992. And there had been a question whether they would have the sort of the heir apparent of that dynasty, Cathal Haughey, running or not at local council, but no. And Deirdre Heaney has been around a long time without much success, as Barry has alluded to. So, but in a 5-seater constituency, and with Fianna Fáil, with to tarnish that as a sort of an effective campaigner, it would be a disaster for the party not to get a seat.
Deirdre Heaney around 5% in both of the last elections as a running mate to Sean Haughey, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have apparently been polling the hell out of this constituency to try and get a read on it, given its Frankenstein nature, I suppose. But Heaney or Brabazon likely to take a seat, but as I say, there is a hint of nervousness amongst the local operation there in Fianna Fáil.
Right, so because we have all of this flux and change and retirements and people moving on to become MEPs, Gary, it's a really hard one to get a handle on, isn't it?
Oh, and it's an extraordinary one to get a handle on. And also remember, as Barry outlined earlier, the 5 winners from 2020 or 2020 represented 5 different parties. Unusual in and of itself in a 5-seat constituency in Ireland. And you're replacing then big names. So we mentioned Sean Haughey, but Fine Gael had to replace Richard Bruton on the ballot since 1982, without exception. So for 40 years, or close to 40 years.
Yes.
And name recognition does count in these bigger constituencies, I think.
And also last chance saloon for Richard Bruton's replacement, Councillor Nisha O'Meary. He first stood for general election here in 2011, when there was disappointment at the time within Fine Gael that he couldn't bring home a second seat for the party at that stage. He ran then in the enlarged Dublin Bay North in 2016, where his vote was below 4%. So he had a huge vote as well in Clontarf in the local elections, and he's put forward maybe as the lead candidate by Fine Gael strategists. He's joined on the ticket by Councillor Eveen Tormey, who's a councillor for Howth Malahide. She's the daughter of Councillor Bill Tormey, Dr. Bill Tormey, a former general election candidate for the party. Fine Gael is putting a lot of resources into this constituency, big billboards with Tormey and O'Meary beside their leader Simon Harris, lots of bus stops plastered with their faces as well. So this is a real target for Fine Gael. They think they could get two. They probably should get one, but it'll be interesting to see how it shakes down.
Well, I think one is should surely be guaranteed. They're hoping that the so-called Harris Hop will get them a two, hence the billboard, because neither candidate would be known fully across, as we said earlier, what is a quite of large geographical
constituency. Nisha was previously Lord Mayor of Dublin, wasn't he? So he does have some profile, right?
He was, but Lord Mayors of Dublin kind of come and go pretty quickly.
Eaten bread, soon forgotten, yes.
So I wouldn't give him, I don't think that'll be a great benefit to him. But yes, I think on a very good day there is a chance of a second seat here, but I wouldn't be convinced of it.
Yeah, Fine Gael's strength probably lies south of the Liffey. One thing to watch out though, somebody was telling me a story how they went into the GA Club talking to Zed Finson's people that were either at one stage staunch Fianna Fáil or staunch Fine Gael, wouldn't even think about giving a transfer to the other party, and the staunch Fianna Fáilers within there were saying, Nisha's a nice lad, we'll give him a preference. And
go.
That points to the inter-party transfer between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which perhaps on a good day for either party could see either of them take in a second seat through that inter-party transfer, or inter-coalition transfer rather, flowing up the ticket.
Okay, so let's look at some of the other parties now, because you've got the Greens here. Do you want to deal with the Greens? Then we go to the Sock Dems. They have a sitting TD there in Cian O'Callaghan, but perhaps the Greens first.
Yeah, David Healy, he's also running here for quite some time. He just missed out in the last election. He's a former advisor to the former Green Party leader John Gormley, but he narrowly missed out or was the last man standing in the last election for the Green Party in Dublin Bay North. So perhaps his best chance has passed. Cian O'Callaghan is the Social Democrats flag bearer here, first elected in 2020. The general consensus across the constituency is that he will increase his vote here. He had some good results here in the local elections, getting a councillor elected in Artain Whitehall and also Joan Hopkins elsewhere in the constituency. So all the points towards Cian O'Callaghan increasing his vote, especially as the Labour Party here feel that perhaps their chances are a bit of a write-off in the absence of Éan O'Riordan. They tried for a big name candidate rumoured like Philly McMahon or Rona Mahoney. They've landed on Shane Folan, who was unsuccessful in June's local elections. O'Riordan is out with them, giving them every chance, but it looks a tall prospect for him.
It does. I do. I would agree with that. I mean, O'Riordan would, I think, have held the seat because he had very large profile built up over a number of years, and a kind of a doughty fighter, as we saw in the European elections. Cian O'Callaghan also, I think, benefits because he's in the Hoat side of the constituency, Barry, so he should pick up a big vote there, and I would be amazed if he doesn't win. That's it, because the Social Democrats are looking to gain seats. The Greens, difficult when you're in office and don't have a seat. So difficult to gain a seat when you're not having one when in office. When
Healy was odds on favourites to take a seat here the last time in 2020 and didn't, so that perhaps is not a good sign. Also, Cian O'Callaghan, it's worth pointing out, started his journey in the Labour Party before leaving it around 2015. It would take up vote that once belonged to Tommy Bruin, so the challenge for Labour would be to stop votes going to him and allowing him to grow
of course,
his profile.
He wouldn't be the first Social Democrat to have left the Labour Party. It's a constituency though which has strong independence, and I think that and especially in the flux that we've been discussing, Claire, I think independence might have a chance of picking up a seat here. We have one there are a number, but there's one significant one on the left, and then there's a couple of them on what we might call the anti-immigration far right. The left. Barry would know more than me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
go
John
on, Barry.
Lyons.
Take us through the independence.
Yeah, well, there's one Barry Heenahan is one based around Clontarf, and he's backed by the former minister of cabinet minister Finian McGrath. Barry Heenahan elected in Clontarf in the local elections in his first attempt, and Finian McGrath he's obviously stood down prior to the last election, but he's been highly active in the area, and sources close to Barry Heenahan and Mr McGrath would say they feel they have a vote of around 5,800 to cultivate here in order to get Barry Heenahan into the race. The challenge for him is to get votes outside Clontarf, and I know he was canvassing elderly citizens in Artane recently, so that might stand to him, but Heenahan will be put forward there. John Lyons then of the Independent Left narrowly missed out on a seat in 2016. His votes slumped amid the Sinn Féin surge in 2020. He could be in the reckoning. He had a very strong local elections, topping the poll in Artane Whitehall, but he's also based around around the Coolock area, so it's hard to see the it's hard to know the impact of the flare ups there on
it
him.
Is. And he's formerly People Before Profit, I think, so has that a background and has a long local activism, and I think he might be more friendly across the constituents or more well known than Heenahan, the what we may call the Finian McGrath candidate. But I think there is a particularly in the light of Sinn Féin's vote drops, that the independent left, let's call it, could do quite well. The big issue, of course, Claire, and we can discuss the independents on the other side, is in a constituency like this, you need a good first preference vote. Like that goes for all constituencies. But here, you will need about 16.6% to get a seat. So you need a decent, you need a good start.
Yeah, and the person that might emerge from the right side, but again, there's a splintering or fragmentation there, would be Kevin Coyle of the an independent or with the National Alliance. He won over 1,000 first preference votes in Artane Whitehall in June's elections. Not all of that area is in this constituency. The majority is, but he lost out on the last count and he failed to attract those precious transfers. He obviously featured in Barry O'Kelly's recent investigation as well on events in Coolock, opposes mass migration and the proposed hate speech legislation. But he's also joined on the ticket by the Freedom Party's Paul Fitzsimons and also Diarmaid O'Connoran, formerly of the Irish Freedom Party, who's also now standing as an independent. And there was a call for unity amongst the candidates prior to this election, but Paul Fitzsimons posted on social media that you could bitch all you want amongst yourselves, don't drag me into it, whilst Diarmaid O'Connoran also rejected calls for a unified far-right candidate, arguing it was his area too. So all three on the ballot paper, which mightn't be ideal for either or for all of their prospects.
So they could risk splitting the vote because of that. And Gary, as you said to us, it's really the first preference level is really important in this particular constituency, because you need to have a huge whack going into your second count.
Yeah, exactly, and particularly if you're not as well known as some of the other candidates, and you might find it difficult to pick up transfers. And I would say there is no guarantee at all that these anti-immigration candidates will transfer to each other.
Right.
They might even look locally to transfer. I'd be sceptical about their chances of taking a seat, I would
okay,
say.
Okay, well look, as we say, campaigns matter, and we are looking into the future here before the campaign proper has started. So let's talk about how you think this one might pan out. I notice you're both backing away from the microphone now as I say that. Well, but someone's got, Barry, go on.
Well, this is, as we say, a grand national feel. It's very hard to know. I suppose with some degree of certainty, you would imagine that Kino Callaghan would hold his seat. It would be a horrendous day for Sinn Féin were they to lose out here. And Denise Mitchell should really comfortably hold hers. There is a Fine Gael seat here. There probably should be a Fianna Fáil seat here as well. And then down to the final seat, really it's going to be a bloodbath for that final seat with a clump of candidates, the second Fine Gael or maybe the second Fianna Fáil candidate, and also Barry Heenahan as well. Critical for Heenahan would be to get ahead of David Healy perhaps to be in the mix, but the last seat could go anywhere. And as for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, O'Meary and maybe Brabazon would be the pick, and for Sinn Féin, Denise Mitchell would be the pick of their lead candidates.
Okay, so Gary, if we look at that now, can we agree on something that we'd have one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin and Social Democrats?
I think I would agree with that. I think Labour, I think the seat will be lost. I think it's very difficult for young Shane Folan to hold it. I give John Lyons, the independent left former PBP candidate, a good chance. He's been very active on the ground for a long time, but you would really want a bit of a magic electoral wand for this one, Claire.
Skin and hair flying for the last seat.
Of course, there's been all sorts of history of late counts over the past two elections.
I think, and look at this in the last week as well. If Fine Gael think the Harris Hop is lifting, they'll be pumping resources in here, perhaps to take out Fianna Fáil in the home of the Hahis.
All right. Well, listen, we'll leave it there for this one. Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all of his research. Dave Gibson was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. Remember to tune in to RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTÉ Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back in the podcast studio. Barry Lenehan is here again. And since we recorded that last conversation, we do now know the date of the general election and nominations have closed. So can you give us an update, Barry, on the latest in Dublin Bay North?
Well, the dynamics around this grand national contest haven't really changed much, Claire, in spite of the obvious unpredictability that comes with just two incumbents and three open seats. The Social Democrats' Keane O'Callaghan, he's tipped by some at this stage to top the poll. He'll only love us saying that, I'm sure, but he does seem assured. Sinn Féin's Denise Mitchell still tipped to hold her seat, with party figures saying recently they're feeling she's reclaimed votes Sinn Féin lost in the locals around Coolock and Darndale. And there is cross-party agreement that immigration isn't as big an issue as it was in June's local elections, but two veteran constituency operators cautioned against that. They described a quietness at the door to me, and a quietness in the campaign as well, which they say they simply cannot judge what way the voters are thinking. Now, Sinn Féin nationally talking up its second candidate here, Micheál Macdonacha, but my constituency contacts can't see it for him. There still should be a seat here for each of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael within the Fianna Fáil camp. Slight nod from party bosses towards Tom Brabazon over Deirdre Heaney, whilst Fine Gael think Nisha O'Muiri would seem assured, but party headquarters thinking it's Dublin polling figures might give Éivín Toirmeá an outside chance too on a good day for the party. And then the last seat, perhaps consensus emerging around a battle between the Finian McGrath independent Clontarf councillor Barry Heenahan and the left-wing independent John Lines. The challenge for Heenahan as the campaign has gone on, and as we've discussed before, has been to get his name recognised outside of his Clontarf base. He's been out in Artane, Coolock, out towards Howth Malahide with the former Minister McGrath. He was on the Week in Politics as well. He's a huge social media following, but with an older demographic in parts of this constituency, will that social media presence really cut through? Now, a number of community groups have backed John Lines in a video that was launched in the Goblet pub in Beaumont, and he could be targeting as many as 4,000 extra first preferences on this occasion. He'd fewer than 2,000 the last time, going on the transfer he received from Sinn Féin's Denise Mitchell in 2020. As he admits himself, he got caught in the Sinn Féin surge, but getting those votes, easier said than done, easier on paper. Now, the People Before Profits' Bernard Mulvaney is in this race now as well. He polled over 1,000 votes in Clontarf in the local elections, but was unsuccessful. A full-time carer and disability advocate, his transfers could benefit Lines. But still agreement, Claire, that there will be some battle royale before all is said and done in Dublin Bay North. And the full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.